Crowns by J. Preston Eby. Introduction. From the dawn of time, the crown has been a symbol of rule, whether by secular monarch or by sacred priest. The early form of the crown was a simple band that was first used to hold back the long hair of the wearer, not unlike our modern headband. Eventually, it was adopted as a royal headdress, even among peoples wearing short hair. Such fillets are represented in sculptures of ancient Egypt, Nineveh, and Persepolis. Some of these bands were about 2 inches wide and were made of linen, silk, and even silver and gold. These ancient headbands gradually developed into the more elaborate turbans encircled by a band of silk or other expensive material and decorated with diadems and other precious materials to assume the dignity represented. In the process of time, when bands of precious metal replaced the bands of cloth as crowns, horns were added to the royal circlets. In the Middle East, as in the Bible, a horn is a symbol of power and authority. It was natural, therefore, for the designers of crowns to use points on the bands to indicate the might of a king or ruler. These fillets were an artistic rendition of horns and indicated the number of countries under the rule of the wearer. If his crown had 3 horns, it meant that he ruled over 3 countries. 5 horns meant that he ruled over 5 countries, and so forth. But whether simple headband, turban, or the elaborate metal crowns of recent ages, their message has always been the same: to declare that the wearer is sovereign. End of introduction.